Join me in this prayer from the early church. God, you're the unsearchable abyss of peace, the ineffable sea of love, the foundation of blessing, and the bestower of affection. You send peace to those that receive it. Open to us this day the sea of your love, and water us with the streams from the riches of your grace. Make us children of quietness and heirs of peace. Enkindle in us the fire of your love, sowing us your grace. Strengthen our weakness by your power. Bind us closely to you and to each other in one firm bond of unity. For the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Christmas has once again become one of my favorite seasons of the year. Not because of the sights, the sounds, the tastes, and the smells that come with the season, even though I really enjoy all of those, but because of the miracle of hope that this season brings year after year. You know, as you begin to grow up, like, I don't know how you may have been as a child or your children have been, but the kids in our house, they used to, their calendar used to revolve around two dates, their birthday and Christmas. Nothing else existed. And that is really exciting when they don't yet know what to ask for, and you can get them whatever. And then as you start to get older and the presents get more expensive and your ears begin to creep up, you stop counting first your birthday and then Christmas because you look at the bill that comes with it. But over the past few years, the magic of Christmas has kind of returned into my life. And we speak very often about the magic of Christmas, the decorations, the music, the gatherings, and the wonderful feeling that comes with the season. But tonight, I want to focus on the miracle of Christmas. That is the reality that God in Christ entered the chaos of our existence in the form of a fragile baby. Born in a stable to out of town, unprepared parents. And if this was any other type of story, it would be a tragedy. But in God's hands, through the power of the Holy Spirit, this story is the seed of our salvation. If this was a modern story, it would probably be a Hallmark story. This out-of-town couple rolling into town, and they expect to have reservations somewhere, but of course the guy didn't make the reservations. Or they called the inn that has the same name two towns away, and it's too late for them to get anywhere, and now they are stuck and don't know what to do. But this story is a little bit different. The story of Joseph and Mary is a story of a lot of simple yeses to something that they could not imagine what would be and what would become. This story is one that had been foretold for many years. The prophet Isaiah foretold it. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. A new beginning is coming. So tonight we gather to proclaim this miracle, this good news, the light that has come into the world and darkness cannot overcome it. Some years ago, Linda and I, for some explainable reason, took a cave tour in East Tennessee. And if you have not done those, I don't know if I would really recommend it. It's an experience to be had. So somewhere in the middle of the tour, we are God knows how far deep into the earth, and the tour guide just shuts off all the lights. And we are overcome by darkness. And this is a type of darkness that you do not get used to. Your eyes simply do not adjust. You cannot see the palm of your hand in front of your face. And yet one small light, the dim flicker of a single candle, can change everything. And you go from being in complete darkness to being able to see. That's the power of light over darkness. Tonight we proclaim the birth of Jesus, the true light of the world. The one who entered into the darkness of our human condition. And we've all experienced some type of darkness, I think, in the last year. Perhaps it's been grief, anxiety, or loneliness, or maybe it's been disappointment and frustration and anger and doubt or fear. But the miracle of Christmas for us is this, that into the deepest darkness, God shines a light of hope, a light of peace, a light of salvation. And the good news for us is that we are all invited to participate in the amazing thing that God is already doing in the world. And I know that at times you may feel uncomfortable and unprepared or unqualified, but the hard work for us has already been done. All that is left for us to do our part is to give a simple or even trepidant yes. Yes, to the journey that is ahead, even though we may not know where it's leading. Because there is no such a thing as being ready and being truly prepared. When Linda and I, more Linda than I, were expecting our first child, we did all of the things that new parents tend to do. All of the books that people say you should read these things and all of the classes that the hospital offers. And when you talk to people and you do all of these things, you prepare a go bag and you update your contact information and you feel really prepared. And you know that when the moment comes, you have read it and you have studied the plan and you know exactly what to do. But when the moment came for us, it was not what we expected. The water broke at an inconvenient time. I would not give you details about that. But it was an inconvenient time. And suddenly we were racing to the hospital. My parents, who speak very little English, were in the back seat of our car, and they were very concerned about my speed as I was trying to focus on driving and counting contractions and figuring out that I got to the right hospital and follow the right directions and all of those things, trying to remember all the things that I had learned and mastered and thinking through the list. Nothing seemed to be going the way that we thought it would go. We thought we were ready, but the experience was unpredictable and overwhelming. And at some point, you just have to give yourself to the moment and say, whatever comes, comes. Because I just don't have control. I imagine that Mary and Joseph's experience must have been even more overwhelming. Imagine traveling nearly 90 miles on foot or on a donkey. Neither thing is comfortable, especially when you are 9 months pregnant, only to arrive in Bethlehem to find no place to stay. And that could have been Joseph's fault. The Bible is not clear, but as a man, I assume that he was. Then, in the humblest of circumstances, Mary gives birth to the Savior of the world. I doubt this was the plan. But God's plans are often not what we expect. God chose to enter the world in humility, vulnerability, and fragility. And through this unexpected story, God brought salvation to us all. The great theologian Howard Thurman captures this paradox beautifully in his writings. He reflects on how Christ's birth isn't just a story of God entering history. It's a call to action for all of us. He reminds us, when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoners, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart. The work of Christmas begins. Turnham's words remind us that the miracle of Christmas is not confined to the manger or to the joy of a single night. It is a divine summons to carry the light of Christ outward into the world every day. It is a call for us, all of us, to live as people who reflect God's love, grace, mercy, and justice. It is interesting that the birth of Jesus, the one who came to save all the world, wasn't announced to the wealthy and the powerful. And he was proclaimed to the shepherds, to ordinary people overlooked by their society, working folks out in the field. And this is not because God doesn't care about people with power, wealth, and means. But it's because the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of salvation, is meant for all people, beginning with the least and the lowly. Shepherds were considered very unimportant in their society, and yet they were chosen by God as the first witnesses of this divine miracle. This reflects the very heart of the gospel. God's kingdom lifts up the humble and brings light to those who dwell in darkness. An angel appeared to the shepherds and said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The shepherd's experience reminds us that the light of Christ breaks through the darkness, reaching those who feel forgotten, who feel overlooked, and who feel excluded. The angel's proclamation to the shepherds is a proclamation to all of us. No matter our station in life, no matter the darkness we may face, we are invited to witness and to share the good news of God's love made flesh in Jesus Christ. Shepherds were the first to hear and to respond to this good news. They went to Bethlehem and saw the baby lying in a manger. And they returned home, glorifying and praising God for what they had seen. They had seen the fulfillment of God's promise to all people. This is the beauty of the Christmas story. God sees and values the ordinary, the overlooked and the brokenhearted. No one is too small, too insignificant, or too gone for God to love them. And as we gather here on this Christmas Eve, we carry with us the challenges of the past year. Some of us may be celebrating Christmas without a loved one for the first time. Some of us are facing uncertainties about the future. And some of us may be simply weary about all that is going on in our lives and in the world. But the miracle of Christmas reminds us that we do not face these things alone. God has come to us in Jesus Christ, bringing light to every corner of our lives. The Christ child invites us to see the world through a new lens, a lens of hope, peace, and joy. In Christ's kingdom, the lowly are lifted up, the broken are made whole, and the darkness gives way to everlasting life. So tonight we rejoice, and we rejoice because the light has come. We rejoice because God is indeed with us. We rejoice because even the deepest darkness cannot overcome the light of God's love. The immortal words made famous by Charlie Brown, Christmas. Christmas time is here. So we celebrate. But it is so much more than a fleeting season. The birth of Christ is a reality that transforms our lives. It's a reality that can transform our world. I imagine that all of these folks that we read in the Bible who first encounter the baby Jesus, all of the people who said yes to an odd request by an angel or to a dream that they had in the middle of the night, did not imagine that today we would still be talking about them. That today we would still be using their example as a path for us to follow. But it is the miracle of Christmas. But this is the miracle of God's love and God's power, that our simple actions can make a difference in the lives of those that we may never meet. So Christmas is here, friends. Don't be afraid. Receive the good news of great joy that Christ is born today. Christ is born for you, for me, and for all people. Thanks be to God. Amen.